فإن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. My brothers and sisters in Islam, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. And we ask Allah for thibat على صراط المستقيم. Thibat means firmity. You have to stay firm in your faith, especially during these days. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said a time will come when a man that he will yusbihu mu'mina wa yamsihu kafira. Time will come where a man will get up in the morning and he'll be a believer, and by the time the sun sets, that he will be an unbeliever. People are falling in and out of faith. Sometimes they realize it, sometimes they don't. Because so many ideas are coming. So many new methodologies for raising kids, new methodology for marriages, new types of marriages. This is marriage. The gay marriage. They're changing the parenting, the children, the parenting. What it means to be a friend. On Facebook, you got Facebook friends, right? And a lot of people don't consider that's not your real friend. That's your Facebook friend. But this type of friendship is becoming more popular than a regular friendship. So in order for somebody to support something, people don't come out and support stuff. Before, when it was supporting something, I support you. Meaning I'm here with you. Whether it's my time, it's my money, whatever it is. Now all you gotta do is say support. I support you. Matter of fact, I liked it. I like, it's like, wait a minute, like my page. Virtual Islam. My brothers and sisters, my first advice is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu taqullaha haqqa taqatihi wa la tamutun illa wa antum muslimun. He says, oh, you believe, have taqwa of Allah to the degree that's warranted, and don't die unless you die in a state of submission. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, was one of the great scholars of hadith and tafsir. Asluhu muhaddith. His basis was hadith. But in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we say several times a day, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the sirat al-mustaqim. So he says, why do the Muslim Why do we make dua? Because this is a dua. We're saying, oh Allah, guide us to the Surat al-Mustaqim. He says, why does the Muslim have to say, guide us to Surat al-Mustaqim, when if he's already a Muslim, if we're already Muslim, aren't we on Surat al-Mustaqim? And he said that the answer, he answers his own question, he says the answer is that when we're saying, Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim, God is to Surat al-Mustaqim, what we're saying essentially is, Thabitna ala Surat al-Mustaqim. We're saying, keep us firm on the Surat al-Mustaqim. And this is the surah that we say in every waqa'ah of every salat. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm in the faith. And this just shows how fragile iman is. In the aqidah of the people of the sunnah, of our belief system, is that al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman goes up and down. We know that. This is the belief of a Muslim. Faith goes up, it goes down. Goes up, it goes down. It's like your weight goes up and goes down for many people. But in order to keep the faith, you don't want your faith to be down all the time. It goes down sometimes. But you want to keep your faith up. And the way that you keep your faith up is by living righteously, living a certain type of way. That when you get up in the morning, that you are seeking certain things to happen in that day relative to your guidance. This is called istiqamah. Al-istiqamah is seeking what's right. Seeking to be upright. And istiqamah itself has a lot of benefits. Even if you don't always reach your goal. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innama a'malu bin niyyah. Barely deeds are reckoned according to intentions. But your intention has to be living upright. That's why, again, I mentioned to the brothers and the sisters who live in an unmarried state. If that's how you're living, that's your intention. If you're out there cheating and lying, stealing, BSing this person, that person, that's your intention. That's what you're seeking. Sometimes people even pride themselves on how conniving they can be. Yeah, man, I'm not slick. My game is slick. Like, well, you really happy about that? Being upright, you ever, you know, they used to have a term that people just say, he's a straight shooter. You ever heard that term? He's a straight shooter, you know? Or if somebody speaks about somebody, no, this guy's on the level, man. He's upright. When I go to a mechanic to get work done on my car, and I ask him, I said, well, wait, is he up? Is he on? He said, no, man, this guy's on the level, man. This guy's honest. He's upright. And this is what a Muslim should be. We shouldn't be about any game. Everything should be up front. I hate when brothers tell me something and you know that what you're telling me is not the truth. You know what you're saying is not your intention. I'm down on it. Yeah, what you down with what? We don't want to live virtual Islam. We want to live the true Islam. The meaningful Islam. Islam has changed. True Islam has changed. Definitely the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us about that. He said, Bada al Islam ghuriba wa sayyudu ghuriba kama bada fa tuba lil ghuraba. He says, Islam began as a strange thing. And it shall return to being a strange thing. Therefore, success to the strangers. Because true Islam is straight. Even in the Muslim community, true Islam is straight. We're so much into showboating and, you know, things that really doesn't have strong meaning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when a lot of times when we go out to even good deeds. So many good deeds that a Muslim would normally do as a matter of course. Meaning as a matter of course, as I'm a Muslim, this is why I do this. So many good deeds now have to have a very strong public relations quotient attached to it, that it only comes to, it's like, okay, why are we feeding the food? We're feeding the food to the people so that the people can see that the Muslims are feeding the food to the people. Everybody say, yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Why are you helping the homeless? Because so that they can see the Muslims out there helping the homeless, and they would think that the Muslims are helping the homeless. And people accept that. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمِلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever wants a good meeting with Allah, then he should do righteous deeds and not associate anyone in the partnership of his worship. That's true Islam. True Islam is God-centered, is faith-centered, and it has to deal with righteousness for righteousness' sake. This is what istiqamah is. Without a whole bunch of explanation, without a whole bunch of fanfare, no, I'm just listening, this is the right thing to do, man. Why are you doing it, man? Because it's the right thing to do. Why are you telling the truth, brother? Why are you being honest? You told him the truth, brother, because that's the right thing to do. How come you don't cheat on your wife, brother? Because, brother, I don't cheat. Man, anybody going to know? Allah will know, brother. Why are you obedient to your husband, sister? Because Allah say, the Prophet says. But the women say so-and-so. No, I'm not, you know. That's what istiqamah is all about. Istiqamah is a lifestyle. This is a lifestyle of a Muslim, that my life is about what's right to the best degree that I'm able. You shouldn't have to think too much about it. Because that's from shaitan, when he makes us have to think too much about what's right. He wants you to think. He wants you to find reasons. Well, why this? Why? I mean, it's sad. And we all can suffer from that. But istiqamah has a lot of benefits. One is that you're able to look at yourself in the mirror and respect yourself. We all have and will do things that we will regret. We all will sin. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kullu ibn Adam al-khattah. وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. He says, all of the sons of Adam sin, but the best of those who sin are those who repent. We will do that. That's why the Prophet used to make istighfar so much. You ask for forgiveness again and again and again and again and again. But you still get up in the morning with the intention of doing right. Doing right by your wife, doing right by your husband, doing right by your children, doing right by your neighbor, doing right by your coworker. Doing right by your teacher, doing right by your students, doing right by your customer, the people that buy from you. That's istiqamah. You don't knowingly, you know, put the bad product on the bottom, or, you know, and the good product so that they will dig in and get some of the bad too. No. That's not how Muslims live. Istiqamah. And when you do that, one of the greatest benefits, one of my favorite benefits of istiqamah, is what happens at the time of death. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in this verse. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So those people who say, our Lord is Allah. Our Lord is Allah. And then after that, They seek to live righteously. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْوَامُ. What happens when you do that? He says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَهَزَنُوا. He said, when they do that, the angels descend upon them at the time of their death, when they die. Because when you die, that's when al-yaqeen comes to us. Well, Allah says, فَعَبُدُ رَبُّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until al-yaqeen comes to you. Al-yaqeen means clarity. Because when you die, everything is clear. All the money you got, all the jobs you got, all the girls you got, all the kids you got, all the houses you got, all the degrees you got, all the stuff that you got, you will see its true worth. If you were grateful and praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use it in the way of Allah, alhamdulillah. But if it was just for gain, you're going to see its value. So at the time people die, for most people, when that death hits you, first of all, it's painful. Even the Prophet said, verily death has a sakarat. Pangs of death. It's a painful. Dying is painful, even if you die in your sleep. It's a sting. It's a taste of death. That's why Allah says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every soul shall taste death. But now everything becomes clear. That's why when people think they're going to die, you ever hear this? When people think they're going to die, their whole life flashes before them. How many times have you heard that? How many hundreds of times? How many hundreds of people have we heard who they thought they were going to die? I thought I was going to die. And my life flashed. My whole life flashed before me. Because the soul still belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And life is short. Don't think it's long. Life on this planet is short. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السَّنِينَ. When he asked them, how long did you tarry in the earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They're going to say, we were in the earth. Like when Allah asked people, يوم القيامة, how long were you in the earth? You're going to say, we were in the earth a day, or maybe part of a day. That's how short it's going to seem. So that's what they could, you can flash your whole, because everything starts to, it's deep. Death is deep. Deep stuff going on. So when you die, when you wake up, when you pass that barrier, it's called burzakh. When you pass the burzakh, that's the point of no return. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بُرْزَخٌ. Behind them is a burzakh. It's a barrier. And so when you pass that barrier into the akhirah, it's on. I mean, you're there. You're dead. But you're still alive. You're dead, but you're still conscious. All kind of stuff jump off at that time. Angels start coming out everywhere. They coming. Different ones. All depends on your situation. If your situation wasn't good, you get the malaikatul adab. The punishing angels. They waiting for you. They didn't appreciate you not believing while you were living. All that you thought you were going to live forever. You thought you had it all. You thought you was a man. You thought your game was so good. It's not. You ain't had to do that. You ain't had to do that. They was waiting for you. And they mad. Because they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start beating you, yelling at you. Even before you get into the grave, then you got the ones in the grave. Now all this time, you're dead. And some people, because of course, what are you going to do? Oh, Lord, send me back! Ah! That's why Allah says, "Hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul mautu qalu qala rabbi irji'uni." To say, Allah says, until death comes to one of them, he's going to say, "Oh Lord, send me back." Atasaddaqu wa akun min as-salihin. He says, "Allah, send me back." And the first thing they're going to think about. Here's the first thing they're going to think about. Send me back up the sadaqo so I can spin. So I can give charity and be of the righteous. But that's too late. Like Allah says, "Kalla, innaha hiya kalimatun huwa qailuha." He says, that's just a word you're going to say. But behind them is the burzakh. That's for one people. For many people, it's going to be like that, brothers and sisters. It's going to be just like that. For many of us, it's going to come sudden. We're not going to expect it. We're going to leave our families in the morning. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. It could happen to anyone, at any time, in any day. Any day. We know brothers and sisters who got up in the morning. "But you got, I'm going to do so-and-so, so-and-so," and never came, never got back. That's how it goes down. So you want to live, you want to prepare in advance for that. You want to prepare in advance for that. One of the ways of preparing in advance for that is to live a righteous life. To try your best. To do what's right, to be upfront, to be clear about your commitments. If you say you down with this, be down with it. You say you're not, you're not. To be loyal in your marriages, loyal in your friendships. Honest in your business dealings. If you do business with a brother and you know that you sold him a faulty product and he come back and say, "Ak, you know that John was, oh, okay, brother, I'm going to make amends, I'm going to do something." Nah, too bad now. Come on, we don't do that. Because that's not the life of istiqamah. But for those people who do, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa ubashiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun." He says those people who say our Lord is Allah, then after that they live a righteous life, yastaqamu. Don't say it perfect, and that's not what istiqamah means. Istiqamah means, listen, man, Allah, listen, I'm trying. I'm working towards this. This is my get down. That when you see other stuff, brother, I ain't get down. Don't even call me for that nonsense. Are we going to go? No, I don't do that. I don't get down like that. I don't do that. No, but I believe in honesty. I believe in forthrightness, straightforwardness. I can't stand when a dude can't be straightforward in his words. Which way is, well, you know, wait, which way, man, what? Well, you know, you man, that, oh man, it's a one of them. But when you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu," that the angels descend upon them. This is that, you're dead. You're dead now. Tatanazzalu alayhim al-malaika. The angels descend to them saying, "La takhafu," don't be afraid. "Wa la tahzanu," and don't worry. "Wa ubashiru," have glad tidings of the paradise that you were promised. See, it's a different get down. You scared, you're dead, you can't go back, you want to go back. Ya Allah, send me back. Your whole life, you see the wasted time. You see the money you wasted, the time you wasted, the people you wronged. The responsibility that you neglected. And you worry. But if you're living righteously, because if you're living righteously, you're not even counting your good deeds. That's the nature of taqwa. The nature of taqwa is that when you do a good deed, you're just putting that bad boy away. You're not even thinking about it. It's done. You gave sadaqah, it's gone. What sadaqah? What? You're not coming to say, yeah, remember when I did this? Remember? You can't remember. You remember the bad, but you don't remember the good. The angels descend. تَتَنَزُلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تُخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأُبَشِرُوا. They tell you three things. Don't be afraid. I mean, don't be afraid of what's coming down the pike. وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا. And don't worry about what went past, because they're already understanding the مَغْفِرَ of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُبَشِرُوا. But we give you glad tidings. Bil jannati lati kuntum tu'adun. We're giving you glad tidings about the paradise that you were promised. Then they say, nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayat ad-dunya fil akhirah. Wa lakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum. Wa lakum fiha ma tad'un. Nuzulun min ghafur rahim. Then they say, this is what they say. This is the conversation that the angels have with the people after they die who lived istiqama and who said their Lord was Allah. First thing, they want to get the fear going. Listen, first of all, don't be afraid. It's comforting, you know, you dead. And some malaika comes up about something. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Rejoice. Because you finna go to Jannah, dude. They don't say it like that. I'm just putting it paraphrasing. They say it much more classier way than that. But that's what they're essentially saying. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Because check this out. You get ready to go to Jannah. Just chill for a minute. Couple formalities got to jump off. But you're getting ready to go. Bil jannati kuntum tu'adun, that you were promised. Then they say, nahnu awliya'ukum. He says, we were your friends. We were your protectors. In the dunya and in the hereafter. The angel could see. You gotta understand, angels live longer than us, is more to them than us. Angels is deep things, man. You can live a certain way in your life, in this life, and angels befriend you. You don't realize it. They'll be making istighfar for you. So many different things. For example, we know from the hadith of the Prophet that if you make a dua for your brother, fi dhahir al-ghayb, in his absence, like he's not around you. He's not. You ain't front and saying, yeah, man. No, he's gone. You know, he's home somewhere. Hey, oh, Allah, bless so-and-so and so-and-so because he's going through a hard time. Have mercy on him, his family. Brother so-and-so was sick. Sister so-and-so. See, it's the opposite of hating. You know what I mean? Hating is, man, I just hope he just, I hope they lose it all. You think who she thinks she is. No, see, the opposite of that. You're making dua for your sister, for your brother, and you're absent, fi dhahr al-ghayb, behind their back. Well, you have malaika that come and say, Ameen, and then they turn around, oh Allah, give that person the same thing that they asking for the other person. So if you make it a point in your life, because you're trying to live istiqamah type of lifestyle, that that's what you do. Instead of hating people for what they have, what you think they got, what you think they going, how you think they look, what they wearing. You're like, Ya Allah, bless this person and so-and-so and so-and-so. Bless them in their marriage. Bless them in so-and-so. Bless the brother so-and-so. Bless the sister so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Then you have malaika, tell them, Allah, bless so-and-so. And see, these malaika become your awliya. Because if you do that frequently, or if you talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly, everything is alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Instead of complaining all the time about this or that petty stuff, these malaika start to know you on a personal level. So when you die, oh, they rushing in. Dude, don't worry. Don't be afraid, you got ready to go to Jannah. Then they reveal themselves to you. Because you can't see the malaika while we're living. We can't see them. They're there. We don't see them. But when you die, after you've gotten yaqeen, clarity, these malaika, they reveal themselves to you and they say, Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayat ad-dunya wa fil akhirah. We were your friends, we were your protectors by the command of Allah in the dunya and hereafter. Then he started telling you about the Jannah. So subhanAllah, who don't want that? Who don't want to be dead and have the angels coming to you telling you that, dude, don't worry, don't be afraid. You get ready to go to Jannah. Because we was with you back then when you were trying to live the righteous life. We were down with you, looking out for you by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving you good inspiration by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting you by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that you're dead, we're just so happy, we're going to reveal ourselves to you. And they say, Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati ad-dunya wa fil akhirah. Then they start to tell you about the Jannah. Wa lakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum. You're not in Jannah yet. You just died. You still might be in shock. They're saying in Jannah is everything that your souls may desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And in Jannah is anything that you ever call for, that you summon, that you want to happen. It'll happen in Jannah. And they're representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So then they say, and you know, angels are so classy when they come. You got to check out the malaika, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the malaika, their methodology. They real smooth from the way that they descend. وَجَاءَ رَبَّكَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. How they come in ranks. The Prophet said, why don't you make your ranks like the ranks of the malaika for salat? He said they don't even start another row until they fill up the first row. When angels move, they move in ranks. They always have an imam, and they always have ranks. They some deep, right? So anyway, after they tell you about Jannah, they say, Nuzulan min Ghafur Rahim. He said, this is a preparation by the forgiving and the merciful Lord. So they're like telling you, all this stuff has been prepared. This is a nuzul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what the Arabs used to call nuzul? when people would come from a long caravan or something, you know, a long journey, somebody been gone for a long time, and they prepare for him, you know, the big feast, you know, the big tent, all the trimmings, they call that nuzul. Because anybody who takes it upon himself to despite the dunya, despite your cars, despite your money, despite your education, despite all the stuff that we think is going to save us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite that, we still try to live a righteous life. Then the reward is great. That's why when people enter Jannah, right? وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. That when you enter, when you finally go to Jannah, see the angels come in from all the doors. Once you get in, some other angels coming in. They enter into the from all the doors. When you come in, you start to see them coming. You get in Jannah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allah give us Jannah and forgive us for our sins. Have mercy on us. But you come into Jannah and then the malaika, they come in the door saying, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. They give you salams. They say, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you by virtue that you've been patient. Like, look, you held out. That's what istiqamah is. Istiqamah is being patient while you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you seek to live an Islamic lifestyle. While you seek to make the sacrifices for your religion, for the sake of your religion. That you sacrifice more for your faith than you do for the dunya. I'm not against dunya. But the Prophet said, Ad-dunya mal'un. The dunya is cursed. And everything else in it is cursed. Except for dhikrullah wa ma tawalla. Except for the remembrance of Allah and what's connected, what extends from that. So if you have dunya, be grateful. Use it in the service of something good, something righteous. Even if it's just taking care of your family. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But just to enjoy, just for enjoyment, you want to limit that. That's good to do that and praise Allah and be thankful to Allah. That's good. It's okay. The Prophet he said, Inna Allah yuhibbu an yara asrata ni'matihi ala abdi. That verily Allah likes to see the effect of his ni'mah on his servant. Because one time the Prophet said, لَا يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَلَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ. The person who has the weight of a mustard seed of a kibr, arrogance, won't enter Jannah. So a man came and said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ رَجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبَهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعَلَهُ حَسَنًا. He said, O Messenger of Allah, some men like to have nice thobes and nice sandals. And the Prophet said, verily Allah is beautiful. He loves beauty. Al-kibaru batrul haqti wa ghamatul nas. He said, arrogance is the rejection of the truth and thinking that you're better than other people. And that's what usually happens when you get money. You think you're better. When you get a little dunya, you think you're better. So we have to be thankful for what we have, brothers and sisters, and always seek to live a righteous sort of life so that we can greet the angels in that fashion on the day of judgment. Qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimina min kulli dhanbin wa astaghfiruhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Our brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dunubakum wa man yuti'allaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzun azeema. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منا والأموات وألف بين قلوبنا واجعل في قلوبنا الإيمان والحكمة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله عظيما يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة يرحمكم الله.